I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. At the state WIAA boys basketball tournament last night, Mineral Point lost by a score of 57-54 to Aquinas. The Pointers were up 31-23 at halftime. Leading the way for Aquinas, Finley Strom with 16, 15 for Vincent Barr. Trey Barr added 12 as Aquinas moves on to face Bonduelle in the championship game. They defeated Prairie School 59-41 yesterday. Mineral Point was paced by Drew Ashelman with 16. Jackson Wendhausen added 15 and 11 for Eli Lindsay. Earlier in the day yesterday in the Division III semifinals, Freedom got the win in the first tournament game of the day, 66-32 over Elk Mound, and Milwaukee Academy of Science edged Lake Mills in a good ball game, 65-61. The final. The Division V games will start the day today. Action going on at the Kohl Center in Madison. That's a 9:05 tip time today as they get back to action. Divisions 5, 2, and 1 semifinal games will be played today. The basketball season came to an end recently for the Richland Center boys basketball team. They also had two first-team all-conference selections, as we mentioned yesterday during this time. Head coach Brian Poles talked to us about the end of the season.
The parents hear me say this every year, but I just feel so fortunate to be able to be in this position to do it. We had a great group this year. Every year it's hard to end, and as a coach, you know, one of the things I always gauge is, you know, at the end of the year, when it's all over, did I still want it to continue? And I can honestly say, you know, every year has been that feeling. I wish we didn't have to stop when we did. The kids were working hard. They were improving. It was just a lot of fun to be part of it. And I'm just grateful for being able to do that. And, you know, looking forward, we've got a lot to look forward to. So I look forward to getting this group back because it's a wonderful group to work with.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles. From winter sports, we transition to spring sports. Today, there will be a Tri-State Invitational Boys and Girls Track Meet hosted by UW-Platteville. It gets underway at 4:30 this afternoon. Spectators are welcome to attend with admission charged at $5 at the gate. And then tomorrow, there is varsity track invitational action going on at UW-Lacrosse. And again, these are all indoor meets. The small school division will be meeting at 9 in the morning. Teams from the area such as Boscobel, DeSoto, Hillsboro, along with Kickapoo Lafarge and New Lisbon, North Crawford, Riverdale Royal, Seneca, Westby, Wunniwak Center, and Ithaca Weston will all be involved in the 9 o'clock meet. And then the larger schools will compete at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. Among the schools, Fenimore and Mauston, Reedsburg, Viroqua, West Salem, along with Richland Center High School. The meet gets underway around 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. And there is a softball scrimmage scheduled for Richland Center High School tomorrow afternoon. That action will begin around 2 o'clock as Richland Center is slated to host Ithaca in an outdoor scrimmage. Coffee Clutch Bowling League action from last night. The Pin Pals had an 1,804, ILK 1776, and the Three Aces a 1733. Three Aces had a 609 game, Pin Pals 606 and 605, ILK with a 601. Top series, Cheryl McNerlin a 552, Marsha Mahatka a 536, Marlene Gary with a 499. Top game, Cheryl McNerlin 199, Marlene Gary a 193, Marsha Mahatka a 185. Split pickups, Pat Adams, Marlene Gary, and Linda Wiedenfeld each all had 310 split pickups. Pat Adams was able to accomplish the 4-5 combination in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, week 28 of 32 total for the season. Pioneer Print Company had a 29-75 series. Hammer Time, the second best, with a 29-35. 25, and the Misfits had a 2,903. Team High Game, Pioneer Print Company, 1018, Alana Springs Campground, 1015, and the Misfits, a 1013. Top Series, Chris Pardoon with a 713. It was Kevin Genthy rolling a 704. The third high was Ken Nix Sr., 699. Top Game, Ken Nix Sr., a 278. Chuck Pardoon had a 259. Chris Pardoon, a 257. Additionally, Brandon Adams bowled a 649, 142 over average. Logan Lindvig with a 696, 114 over average. Fred Kepler with a 644, 104 over average. Chuck Pardoon with a 687, 102 over average. And Will Barassa bowled a 609, 99 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. The New Mexico Lobos are hunting for an upset today when they meet Marquette in the first round of the NCAA tournament in Cleveland. Yesterday, guard John Blackwell scored 19 to lead five Badgers in double figures in an 85-66 win over Montana. Here is Coach Greg Gard.
We were able to establish the paint early, I felt was important, and take advantage of things in there. But give them credit. Every time we were starting to bust it open, you know, we get it to 11, they'd hit a three. We got it to seven, they hit a three. Then we were finally able to pull away, you know, in the back half, the second half. But, you know, happy to be moving on. I think we can play even better.
6:45 for the tip-off time tomorrow, 5:30 pregame on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 as the Badgers play BYU. Elsewhere in sports, the Bucks picked up a win over the Lakers last night, 118-89, and the Badger women's hockey team skates against Minnesota at 7:30 tonight in the Frozen Four.